Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern, custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. All right, the Simply Southern Cafe. So there's no doubt going to be loads of black people here. Time is it in Montgomery? 10 a.m.? It's 11 a.m. Eastern.
Sorry, the mailbox is full and there's not enough space.
I'm not giving up that easily on this. Odessa's Blessings is open for breakfast and lunch. All right. This is more than likely going to be more work than I can put into it right now. So what I'm thinking is going to happen is I'll have to try this when I'm not podcasting.
Yeah, we do dust with blessings while we do catering, office events.
All right, that was definitely a black person. I can hear it. I'm going to try one more. Pierce's Country Cooking. If this doesn't work, I'll make various phone calls when I'm not podcasting.
Pierce, I have to...
Hey, how are you? I'm calling because today is the one-year anniversary of the Montgomery Brawl. Today is the one-year anniversary of the Montgomery Brawl.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we're celebrating. Do you remember the Montgomery Brawl?
No, hold on just a minute.
Yeah. Hello, ma'am. Do you remember Montgomery Brawl?
Uh-huh.
Today's the anniversary.
We was talking about that yesterday. We said, when was the brawl? I got to text the guy and tell him, because we couldn't remember what day it was.
Yeah, it was, today is the anniversary of Montgomery Brawl, and we are celebrating. It is a perfect way to celebrate Black History Month. And I'm just very, very excited about that. Do you remember it very well?
Not really.
Well, there
I
was...
Kinda, I remember a little bit of it.
Did you see Unk with the chair?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Does Unk with the chair ever make his way into your restaurant?
Whatever make it in here?
You know, anybody who was in the brawl, did they ever visit you? Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, you must have been very proud. I know we all are, too. And hopefully, I think they're going to have like a big memorial celebration down by the riverfront.
Today?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that'll be great. What's the special today?
We have fried chicken, baked chicken. We got barbecue wings. What's today, too? Smothered pork chops, hamburger steak, rice, mac and cheese, collard greens.
I love
got
it.
Peas.
You got any okra? You got okra?
We have fried okra that we can cook if, you know, we have to.
Absolutely. Madam, I thank you for your time, and God bless Montgomery Brawl.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay. Wow, that is fantastic. It took a little bit, but I'm glad it worked out. Yoda World says she's being a soldier right now. Most people would have hung up. Jeremy wanted me to say, ask her to say, I quit this bitch. Nick says, now I'm hungry. All this sounds amazing. There you go. No, she's right, though. Yeah, and you are right, too. I would love some fried chicken right now, for God's sake. All right, thank you for the suggestion to reach out to someone in Montgomery, Alabama, on the one-year anniversary of Montgomery Brawl. All right, I'm going to take a quick break because I got to go tinkle. And I'll probably check O'Neill for any type of injury from the raccoon. I don't think there is. But all right, I'll be right back. Don't go. Hold on a second. Hey, hello.
Hey, what time is the thing tonight, this evening?
Oh, you mean the Montgomery Brawl celebration?
Uh-huh.
6 p.m., they're going to have a chair swinging contest.
Really?
Yeah.
You're telling the truth.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I can't lie to you. I'm just teasing.
Huh.
But that's still a good, it would be fun, wouldn't it?
But is today the celebration?
Yes. Today is 1 year anniversary of Montgomery Brawl.
Oh, okay. They are celebrating?
No. I was making that up, too.
Oh, so why you did that?
I don't know. Being silly, you know. But they should. Maybe they will. You guys should have one.
Okay. I'm going to write your number down.
Please do.
All right. What's your name now?
Eric.
Eric. All right, Eric.
Okay, my dear.
Bye-bye.
I think she's ready to hit me with a chair. Okay. What? What'd you do that for? Corey says, I can't stand the long pauses. Yeah, I know. Why you do that for? I'll be back. All right, we have controversy. The controversy is, excuse me, because Logan was the dude who first reached out to me and said, look at this. The historic Montgomery Brawl date is, it was like a meme, and it had today's date, 2025, is it's a never forget or something like that. It was just silly. And then I saw that one of you threw a different date out, and I'm like, well, what's going on? So then I looked it up, and that was all wrong. The date of Montgomery Brawl is, in fact, the 5th of August, 2023, so we're not even close. So that's a disaster. I gave some bad info to that lady. So yeah, Logan sent me this never forget hashtag HBM. I don't know what that means. On this day, 4th of February, 2024. And then it's got pictures of the brawl. Jeremy says you gave bad info because you got bad info. Yeah, I just assumed that it was correct. I know that when I saw it roll in, when I saw the, this is what I received. And I thought, well, this is great. This is not different than anything else that I, that's enough for me to fantastic image from the brawl with this chick going in the water. Just amazing. And I just spent significant time reviewing the Montgomery brawl and even dealt that poor lady in. And this was all erroneous information. But all is not lost, because on August 5th, 2024, I did not commemorate Montgomery Brawl. So this kind of makes up for that. So that means this is like we're about a year and a half in. So August 5th, 2025, that will be the 2-year anniversary of Montgomery Brawl, where we can maybe get some distinguished guests on this show. Please don't let me forget. Leading up to it, I don't have the time to put it in my phone. Yeah, I do. Okay, August 5th, Montgomery Brawl. And then what I'll do is I'll have it alert me 1 week before. And then I can plan ahead to this amazing event. Maybe even get some celebrities who are actually involved in the fight. Can you imagine if we got the guy who swung the chair and the guy who received the beating from the chair, those two together, to have kind of like a meeting of the minds on this show? David nominates me for asshole of the day for being fraudulent. That's nonsense. Cole says, so basically Logan is a smooth brain jackass that believes everything on the internet. Look, I don't want to throw Logan under the bus. Just reliving Montgomery Brawl. I haven't relived Montgomery Brawl in however long it's been since Montgomery Brawl. And any time that we can relive Montgomery Brawl, that's a win in my book. As for the poor lady that I called at the Soul Kitchen, I do feel bad about that, but I don't want to call her back and tell her that I was given bad information, because, A, she knows I'm a white guy. And I know this. If I'm a black lady in Montgomery, Alabama, and some white devil calls giving bad info, I don't trust that son of a bitch. And that's her job to not trust me. And I don't want her to trust me. She shouldn't. So, all right. This is the 1.5-year anniversary of Montgomery Brawl. So you got August, September, October, November, December, January, February. No, I guess, wait a minute. September, October, November, December, January, February. This would be 1.5 years, almost to the day. Tomorrow would officially be 1.5-year anniversary. Okay. All right. Where are we going right now? I do want to mention that sponsor-wise, Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan, they want you to buy your cannabis from them. Go to thegreenmedicineshop.com. That's thegreenmedicineshop.com. And get after it. They have everything you need. In fact, I want to go to their website, because whenever I try to, like, off the top of my head, explain what's going on, like what they sell, I always feel like I'm fucking it up. So you go to thegreenmedicineshop.com. Are you 21? Yes. What are you shopping for? Rec. By the way, if you are under 21, you can get cannabis at Green Medicine Shop with a med card. And you click at the top here where it says get a med card and you're good to go. Okay. Through the 9th, these are the dope deals that they have. Platinum Vapes disposables for $10. Platinum Vapes live resin carts, $10. I don't have any idea what that means. Sunshine Kush flower, $80 an ounce. It sounds delicious. 20% off lemon tart, 8 Mile, and grease monkey flowers. Okay, I couldn't sound more out of the loop than I do right now. Whatever this is here, this looks intense. It says 20% off select premium flower. Hybrid Sunshine Kush. All right. You can order this stuff online and then pick it up there. Maybe you're into pre-rolls. Boy, those things are shaped quite interestingly. They come in their own little canister. So you can buy Willie's Kush Cake for $8. It has 28.09% THC. Man, I cannot believe I live in a day and an age when you can just go online and see what's for sale and go to one of my sponsors and buy cannabis. All right. Meanwhile, where am I? Anyway, Green Medicine Shop, online at greenmedicineshop.com. Tag CPA, Tag Accounting. TagCPA.net if you want to get your taxes done right. Just like Nick in the arena, he always has, Troy does his taxes. TagCPA.net. No matter where you are in the U.S., reach out to Tag Accounting. The contact information is there. TagCPA.net. Meanwhile, Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. I just introduced Frank to a guy named Gary, and, Gary needs information about getting health insurance on the marketplace, healthcare.gov. So if you are between jobs, perhaps you own your own business, or perhaps even your boss does not offer healthcare, you can get your healthcare, but you have to do it through the marketplace. And I don't expect you to know any of that. It's okay, though, because Frank knows everything you need to know. So just reach out to Frank at buyinsurancehere.com, no matter where you are in the U.S., and he will help you every step of the way. And Gary there is one of the newest members of my audience who is taking advantage of that. He sent me an email saying, EZ, I am taking the plunge into being my own boss, but when it comes to healthcare, I am clueless. Can Frank help me? Yes, he can. And away he goes. Online at online at buyinsurancehere.com. Matt says, my wife met with Frank yesterday. She said he was awesome. All right. Okay, moving on. Trump signed an executive order banning critical race theory in K through 12 schools. Now, I can't say that I for sure know what critical race theory is. If someone said, EZ, what is critical race theory? I'd have been like, they teach you about things that happened in African American history? I don't know. Like, wasn't there like a terrible bombing in Tulsa, Oklahoma or something like that? Or things like Juneteenth? Hang on a second. I got to answer this one. Totally forgot, period. I'll wrap up this podcast and send it your way, period. Thank you. Radio station stuff. I couldn't really tell you what critical race theory is, so I looked it up. Critical race theory is an academic field focused on the relationships between social conceptions of race and ethnicity, social and political laws, and mass media. Known as CRT, also considers racism to be systemic in various laws and rules, not based only on individuals' prejudices. The word critical in the name is an academic reference to critical theory rather than criticizing. It is used in sociology to explain social, political, and legal structures and power distribution through a lens focusing on the concept of race and experience of racism. I don't really have any examples of what they would teach during any type of critical race theory. But because of critical race theory, which there was a Michigan lawmaker that said, I don't even think there are any schools in Michigan that teach it. But yet Trump is signing an executive order banning the teaching of critical race theory. His administration says is aimed at refocusing American education on fundamental subjects such as math and reading. Schools that continue critical race theory related lessons risk losing federal aid. The president believes American education should focus on cultivating patriotic citizens who are ready for the workforce, said White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. The executive order follows the release of education numbers showing the decline in math and reading. The White House says that classroom time should be dedicated to core subjects rather than discussions on race and systemic inequality. Well, yes and no. I mean, come on now. Especially if you're out of grade school and you're in middle school or high school where you might have a social studies class. What? There's nothing wrong with teaching historic moments that are culturally significant in a social studies class. So does this mean that if you talk about Martin Luther King Jr. and the I Have a Dream speech, does that mean you run the risk of something like this happening to your school? That sounds ridiculous. Senator Josh Hawley, who's a Republican, praised the executive action, arguing that lessons portraying the U.S. as founded on slavery are inaccurate. Well, I mean, let's be honest. At the time that this country was founded, there were a lot of slaves. Okay? I think everybody had a slave back then. You get a slave. You get a slave. So I don't want to hear that bullshit. Hawley said, I don't want that propaganda taught to my kids or any kid in Missouri. Well, that sounds like racist bullshit to me by this Josh Hawley. The administration's move has drawn sharp criticism from Democrats and educators. Senator Alyssa Slotkin from Michigan dismissed the order as political maneuvering, stating, I don't know a single school in Michigan that teaches critical race theory. She emphasized that addressing learning loss from the pandemic should be a higher priority. All right. Yeah, our kids are pretty fucked up since the pandemic, you know? That's why we need to make our teachers work that much harder. If our teachers weren't spending all their time bitching about how they're underpaid, we might even be able to get those reading and arithmetic scores higher. But no, they're too busy taking fucking 35 snow days a year and 6-month vacations during the summer. That's what needs to happen. Tofus is all over the comments. I can't really get into it. It's too much. Chris says they would not teach about the Montgomery Brawl.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Chris also adds, I'm sure you'll get some very clear definitions of critical race theory here. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck it is. Joe Sucks Crank says, my kids had Lunar New Year off. What the F? David says, if Pooh Bear hears my comments about teachers, I will lose Pooh Bear points. This is 100% true. There is no way I would get up the nerve to saying these things in front of her. Tophus says they don't teach critical race theory in schools as it is. That's what I'm understanding. So I'm guessing that this is merely theater for Trump to say this just to win favor with all of the racist people that support him, and there are a lot. Chris says Tophus is going to have a grabber. Tophus is about to freak out. All right. Whenever I see comment after comment after comment, I've wound him up, or he is wound up. Chris says, Nick says, was Tophus always a raging lib, or did something trigger it? Most of us grow out of it. Now, that's a horrible comment on your part. Because some of the greatest people on the planet, in my opinion, are liberals. So that is absolutely just a comment that you are making just to make him spin out even more. Tophus, don't take the fucking bait. Nick is being a first-class fuckface asshole, and he knows exactly what he's doing. As does Trump by signing an executive order saying you cannot teach critical race theory. Basically there, he's energizing his fucking white supremacist Nazi base. That's what you have there. Multiple Canadian provinces are yanking American-made booze off of the shelves over Trump tariffs, which began today, unless if Trump at the final minute decided to pull back, which he does do from time to time. No, he hasn't. So that means that big tariff is now in place, and there'll be a number of products. And oil, even though Trump says we don't even need Canadian oil, that's 100% not true. It's a fucking flat-out lie. You will see your cost of gas rise. You will see a number of products, their costs on the shelves rise because of this. And now Canada is striking back at these American companies that send their products to Canada. Those are being pulled off the shelves. Now, if I'm in Canada, I mean, Canadians make better beer than Americans, don't they? I mean, isn't that like known? Like in America, our best beer is like Busch. And when we really want to splurge, we'll buy Molson or Labatt's. So I can't think of any Canadian who would run to the liquor store or the beer store to buy a American beer. But after Trump signed off on a 25% tariff on Canada with 10% tariffs on Canadian energy imports, Canada has responded by yanking American booze off of the shelves. Justin Trudeau, who I think is stepping down, right? He said he is imposing a 25% tariff back on more than $100 billion in U.S. goods. I guess what I want to know is, if Trump is doing this, because he said Americans will experience some uncomfortableness, at least initially, I guess if he could spell out for me, like, where ultimately this is expected to go and how this helps Americans. Typically, if there's a maneuver like this, that's what a good president would do. I am doing this because of this, this, and this. But we haven't heard that. We've just heard Trump saying, yeah, it's going to make us rich. Well, you're going to need to give me a little bit more than that. And besides, you're pissing off a huge ally to the United States. Not that they can help us with anything. So I'm not like 100% opposed to the tariffs yet. I just need something more tangible as to why this is good for America. I mean, at its core, who wouldn't want America to be great? Now, I don't know if I want Trump's brand of great, but in my opinion, a great America is one that has strong allies, you know, on our closest borders, our only borders. That makes for a great America. I don't know if on the first 2 weeks of trying to make America great again, you alienate two enormous countries. But yet, here we are. Over the weekend, I don't know if you saw the footage of that Lear jetliner, jet plane that crashed into the Philadelphia neighborhood. I think it killed one or two people on the ground and injured 22 more. The footage of that was just incredible. You have a small jet, Lear jet, and they were taking off and transporting a couple of a mother and her daughter who had significant health issues, but there was some good Samaritans who reached out and provided this life-saving transport to a hospital, and they saved the child's life, and then all they got to do is get her back home, and the plane crashes. My God. And it kills everybody on board. Now, if you're like a Trump voter, you don't care about that because every single person on that plane was a Mexican. And Trump has already taught you in the first 2 weeks that you hate Mexicans. Now, I don't, but there are a lot of people who love Trump that are happy that that plane crashed. There's a video that's going around that is ridiculous. Pretty significant distance away from where the plane crash happened. There was a guy, an older gentleman, sitting in a diner, like having a snack. And somehow a piece of debris about the size of, like, let's say a golf ball comes flying through the diner window and hits the guy in the fucking head. Not even joking. This video is not agreeing with me, but I'll try to share it anyway. And you barely see it. Okay. This is so not working. Oh, my God. This is so bad. Well, I hate my life right now. Okay, here we go. Oh, this sucks shit. Well, you're going to have to take my word for it. Anyway, it hit the guy in the head and he was bleeding all over, but he's okay. Yesterday was a big day. The Octagon now I'm hearing has returned. Wrestling promos. Yesterday, Pooh Bear says to me, we are going we got to go see Tim Kuiper and Zeke. I've known Tim for years. He's been an amazing supporter of the show. Sweet soul. He made me this sign. He's made me two of these signs, actually. And years ago, Tim adopted a little boy named Zeke who was abused when he was an infant. And it caused lifelong problems for him. And, you know, his level of awareness is a mystery to me. I don't know. I mean, I know that Tim as a father has moments with him, but Zeke is permanently brain damaged badly. And as he's grown, he's had a litany of medical issues. And he has been in the hospital for the past month battling pneumonia. And so there's also other issues right now that he is working his way through. And so we got a chance to spend a lot of time last night with Tim and Zeke. And so we go up there, and Pooh Bear brought another video player for the kid. The kid likes to watch Mickey Mouse videos on a portable DVD thing, so she ordered him one, of course. So we brought that up to the pediatric intensive care unit. And so he's giving us the lowdown as to what's going on with Zeke. And I think one of the things I've noticed about Tim is him and his wife, Chris, are easily the most altruistic people on the planet, because when they first fostered Zeke, he was very, very badly injured and very badly brain damaged. And, you know, think about that. When you adopt a child with such specific, intricate, advanced needs, well, you are signing up for a lifetime of a different level of fatherhood. So when most people would adopt a child, they're like, oh man, I can't wait to play ball with them or play catch with them or go to Disney World or do this or do that. There is none of that. I can't wait to see what it'll be like having a beer with him or growing up and his first date or prom or how he does in school and what college will he go to. There's none of that. There will not be any of that. And Tim and Chris knew that going in. Now, I would assume that anybody who is looking to adopt a child, they would not adopt that child, because you are signing up not only to be a father or a mother, but you are a caretaker for your whole life, period. And that is what this is. And I just wanted to point that out, that I think he might be, Tim, they might be the rarest couple, the rarest parents that is running into a compromise scenario and making it outstanding. They provide Zeke with such a great life, considering. And so I kind of got a real handle on that. I mean, I've known that, but it isn't until you actually spend just a short amount of time, you can kind of like, I formulated in my head how I wanted to talk about this. And that's it, you know? Tim has been at the hospital 24/7 for one whole month, taking care of his son. And he told me a lot of interesting things. First of all, one thing in particular that struck me was Tim had a feeling that there was something bad going on with the care that he was getting from one of the physicians. It was a resident physician. And the damnedest thing happened, because they had given him some narcotics, like Oxy and types of narcotics based on those types of drugs. And they caused the kid to become constipated. And this is crazy. And Tim is like, no, I don't think you should do this. I think you should make sure that he goes to the bathroom before you do this or that or the other thing, because Tim is well aware that these drugs, they become absorbed into the bloodstream through the colon. And so the kid was impacted. This is a lot of detail, but it's amazing. And he's like, I don't think this is a good idea, because all that medicine is pooling in his gut. And sure enough, the kid finally went to the bathroom just a little bit. And then this pool of medicine that wasn't getting into his system, several doses, now gets absorbed into his system and it overdoses him. So they had to Narcan him. They Narcan him once. 15 minutes goes by. They do it for 2 hours every 15 minutes. Then they finally just put a drip on him. So you can imagine how pissed off Tim was, because he knew this was going to happen. He actually ordered the resident out. He said, you can't come in here anymore. You almost killed him. So that's kind of like more than one case where there was some questionable moments in the intensive care unit that had Tim, thank God he was there. And I said to him, I go, seriously, thank God you were here for this moment and this moment. So the kid is going to be in there for probably another month. And there is some more serious shit that has to happen, which I'll save that. But then, oh my God, this was so fucked up. Where Diana's holding his hand, little fella. And I forget Zeke's age. What is he, like 15, 16? Maybe a little younger. I don't know. I don't see all the posts that Tim writes, because I'm rarely on my personal Facebook page, but Diana follows up on it. And he's got a mask on, and it's forcing the air into his lungs. And then he coughs, and he kind of barfs. The kid, like, barfs. And so Tim, like, right away, he kind of springs into action, and he goes over to the side of the bed that Diana is on, and he rolls the kid on his back, and Tim grabs the little suction thing, takes off the mask, and starts cleaning this out, because you don't want that to get into his lungs, because that can cause him even more lung problems. So we're standing there. I go, Tim, you want me to get somebody? And he looks at me and goes, yes. I go, oh, fuck. So I go outside, and three nurses come in. And we file out. And I'm like, oh, my God. And so I was just kind of watching the body language, and it seemed like what they were doing had to be done, but they didn't seem like there wasn't anything they couldn't handle. And I was right. Somebody came in with a shot and gave the kid a shot in his bum. And then after about 5 minutes, it was like all this action. And then it ended. Pooh Bear, we're out there, and she's standing there for 5 seconds, and I'm just like, my eyes are on them. And she, like, pulls out her phone and starts scrolling Facebook. And I go, put that away. I go, there's something happening here. We don't know what's going to happen. And you're over here looking at fucking Chunk the Groundhog. She puts it away. I'm not kidding you. Ten seconds later, her phone is out. And I go, Diana. She knows it's serious if I call her Diana. I go, put your phone away. And she starts, she's like, yeah. I go, no. I go, put your phone away. This is like in hockey when a player gets hurt. You just sit there, you take a knee, and you wait until he's up and off the ice. You don't look at Chunk the Groundhog in fucking whatever TikTok dance videos, you idiot. Shit you not. 10 seconds later, she's looking at her phone again. I go, wow, what is going on? Oh, my God. horrible. Then they clear out. I go back in. We talk to Tim. Everything fine? Everything okay? He goes, yeah, it's fine. Par for the course. So, just so you know, he is going back to work Thursday. If you follow Tim on Facebook, there's several spots where you can offer assistance. Just keep that in mind. You know, what do people say? Pray about it. If you feel so inclined. David says that's a common problem with those types of meds. They should have known better. Yeah, and they did an x-ray too. They saw his entire abdomen was full of poo-poo. So it was not good. David says they should have known that. Yeah, and that's what Tim was, he was pissed off. That's why he ordered, he said, this guy cannot be back in this room. He cannot be back in this room. So my hat's off to Tim and Chris. You literally signed up for that. Okay? And I salute you and give you nothing but respect. Chris says pray about it, but also open your wallet. They could use the help, without a doubt. All right. Asshole of the day today. Who? And by the way, I said to Tim, I go, hey, I won't say anything about this. He goes, no, I don't care if you do. I don't care if you say anything about it. I go, you're very kind. Yesterday's asshole of the day, brought to you by TC Paintball, was Dallas Mavericks fans. Linda, again, says Trump. I don't know if you can say Trump is the asshole of the day. Not yet, at least. You just say that every day. I like the suggestion about it being Zeke's doctor. Former doctor. He is the asshole of the day. On this, the 4th of February, not the anniversary of Montgomery Brawl. Sorry, Logan, you didn't know either. That is going to do it for me, folks. I'll talk to you on the Patreon. Till then, bye-bye. Oh, one more thing. Join me on the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel at 2 p.m. today, Eastern Time. Christian Blatt and I will do Who Are These Broadcasts. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.